Good evening, and thank you for joining us on Cultivating Hearts Radio Ministry. We are here, Tara and I. We are missing our third part, Tanya. She's sick.
Oh, I miss you, Tanya.
So we miss you, and this is a sick season. So we can't wait for the summer, praise the Lord. Spring first.
Yes, yes. Melt the snow. Yes. My son Grant said, Mommy, what are we going to do if it keeps snowing through June? And said, if that happens, you know God's doing something.
I know. And you know what? I'm going to just sit and listen and wait for what he wants me to do. I'm not complaining. But I just am so excited. We are in Tara Rise Bible Study Daybreak. And last week we opened up Exodus 3, which is where we're still at today. And talking about Moses, and I love what Tara said last week. I just have to reiterate this. Ask God to see his movement. Yeah. Let me see your movement, God. I want to be a part of what he's doing.
Me too. I so want to be a part of God's movement. And, you know, everything that is in Scripture is extremely important. Mm-hmm. Everything in the Bible is true. It is there because God has a message that he wants us to grasp and understand. And I don't know how many times I had to go through this Exodus passage, but one day it was like a light bulb turned on for me. You know how that happens when you're reading the Word of God. It occurred to me as I was reading the whole burning bush and this whole calling of Moses to be the leader, that God had to solidify certain things within Moses. And it dealt with the fact that Moses had really forgotten his lineage. Mm. Okay, this is huge because, all right, I'm going to go through and I want to break down some things about lineage, inheritance, and legacy today. All right, we're going to look at those to examine what does that really mean for us? What does it mean? Because that's essentially what God uses as an affirmation when he gives the call to Moses, I'm sending you out. And if you want to listen, you can listen to on, I can't remember the date, the February 27th. You can listen to the February 27th date, and you can actually hear the story, the background of what we're talking about in the Exodus 3 and 4. But essentially, he has to get some things solidified. And in order for me to really do what God has called me to, and in order for you to do what God has called you to, for us to really be what God has called us to be, we have to get this right, all right? So I want to explain, when a lineage, when we're looking at a person's lineage, there are two truths that God wants Moses to gather as he is talking to him in this situation. And in Exodus 3:5 and Exodus 3:6, Sabrina, would you just read those words to us from Scripture, what it says, and then I want to point out two things that I want you to see.
Exodus 3:5
and 3:6.
Do not come closer, he said. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he continued, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God.
Wow. Isn't our God amazing? God is so amazing. And so right here, he is making clear to Moses his lineage.
Why did he ask him to take his sandals off?
Okay, he's in the presence of holy God.
Right.
Okay, the ground is extremely important because God is standing there. But there is a symbolic reason with sandals that we need to understand. When we are walking around, let's take you and I right now here. Forget Mount Horeb where he's at. Let's talk today. When we're walking around, and right now in our city today, we have snow everywhere. Right. I don't know if the snow will still be there by March 6th when this recording is aired, but we get sludge on our shoes. In fact, everywhere we go, we are collecting the dirt of the world around us, okay? Our shoes literally carry the dirt of this world.
Mm.
Symbolically, when Moses is standing before God, by having him take off his shoes, he's taking off the dirt of this world, okay? Our lineage of what God has for us is not the dirt of this world.
Hmm.
I don't know. It just makes me want to cry. I mean, this is huge, profound, what God has for us. He does not intend for us to stay in the dirt that are on our shoes and our feet. He wants us to have the shoes of the gospel, which are peace. And Ephesians 6, which are peace.
Right.
And the world does not offer us peace. Okay. So, I mean, there's a huge, that was an incredible question. I just want you guys to know, I didn't tell Sabrina asked me that question, but that was a part of the lesson right. of what we needed to have. So that was the Holy Spirit working right. in you to ask that question. It was awesome.
Praise God.
By taking them off part of our lineage, what we have to understand is we are holy.
Because he is holy.
Yeah. We are called out to be a holy people.
That's right.
He wants us to be holy as he is holy. He wants to sanctify us. That is a big word. Sanctify. Yeah, those of you who are listening, just say it. Sanctify.
Sanctify.
There you go. I love it. That means to be holy, right. to be made holy. And God is in the process of doing that. But he's made it clear to Moses where he's at his holy ground. He's in the presence of holy God. But not only does God want him to understand that he is holy and in the presence of holiness in his lineage, he wants to understand that God is a consistent God. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Do you see the consistency of God through the lineage mm-hmm. of his heritage that he's gone through? And he's showing him who God is. Right. And God has revealed himself intimately to each of the patriarchs a certain way. And he is showing Moses, you are a part of this line. And just as I was intimate and personal with them, mm-hmm. I will be with you. Do you see wow. how that carries over? Now, that is what our lineage is. A lineage is our tracing of our descent through a common ancestor. So my lineage, and it's so funny because just this morning, this is so cool. You know, you never know what God's going to do. On our webpage, I had a contact from a man and a woman that knew my dad and my mom in the 1960s in California when my dad was in the military. And the contact, my parents divorced at some point, and they lost contact with my parents. They now are in Georgia. And I don't know how they figured it out through my webpage wow. that I was the child of James Randall Branham and Olive Catherine Warren. I don't know how they figured it out, but they sent me an email this morning asking me, are you the child of that was in the military in the 1960s in California? And I just laughed out loud. I was like, God, that's hilarious, because they had traced my lineage, the people who were my common ancestors, no. and figured out through me how to find my parents.
I love how God works, though, because he knew you were going to be talking about
today. So funny. Isn't that cool? And both of my parents were extremely excited to hear about this contact. And so they were thrilled that this was going to happen. I mean, that they'll get to connect. Because apparently this man was my dad's best friend in the military.
Oh, wow. Are you the child of?
Yeah. And that's it.
Are you the child of God?
God is saying to Moses, these are your brothers.
Wow.
The bloodline is continuing through you.
That's awesome.
Okay? You have a lineage, and it's holy, mm-hmm. and it's consistent. So God's wanting him to get it. But not only that, God's going to take it a step further, and he wants him to understand you have a heritage. You don't have just a lineage, but you have, Moses, a heritage with me. Mm. And what I want you to do is I want us to look at Exodus 3, 7 through 8. And Sabrina's going to read this passage to us. And it may take us a while to get through this section. We may take two sessions to get through this because okay. this is really rich.
7 through 9?
I want you to read 7 through 8.
7 through 8, okay. Then the Lord said, I have observed the misery of my people in Egypt and have heard them crying out because of their oppressors. And I know about their sufferings. I have come down to rescue them from the power of the Egyptians and to bring them from the land to a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey.
Huge.
And huge. Then the territory of the all the Isites. Oh,
okay,
Canaanites
the Ites. Okay, we'll just say the really home of jeopardize. The Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites. That almost sounds like a parasite.
I know.
Parasites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites.
Jelly Telly can do them way better yeah. than I can.
You know, I can't do it as good as Jelly Telly either. So, you know, just God have grace upon our pronunciation. I had a friend this week at Bible study. I'll have to say this is kind of funny. And she goes, if I sound like gibberish, just think I'm speaking in tongues. Okay. I started laughing. It's like, oh, I get it. All right. What I did in the Bible study on Daybreak is I took this passage and I asked the people to examine this passage, and what I wanted them to do is to go through and circle every action word that describes what God has done. Because God is wanting Moses to grasp this. Okay, you are not only do you have a lineage that is holy and consistent, but you, my son, have a heritage. And within that heritage, what a heritage is that it's something that descends upon an heir, something like a land. It's of one's natural inheritance, their situation because of their birth. Okay, it's a birthright.
Right.
Okay. It's a birthright. We
talked about that last chapter.
Did you? Yay.
Jacob and Esau.
Yeah,
no, we talked about that.
Yeah, the birthright. Good. I had forgotten. It was last month. I've slept since then. Here, if we go through, I circled out, and it, you know, and you, if you were to look at it, you might circle different ones, but these were the ones that I caught that God was doing in behalf of Moses. And the Lord said, I have indeed seen. Right there. God sees. God sees you. Wherever you're at, you're sitting in your living room listening through the computer, if you're in the car and you're listening via the radio, sitting in your home and the radio's in your bathroom and you listen as you go in your bathroom, which I know that's my sweet friend Nelda. And wherever it is that you are listening, God sees you.
Oh,
right,
Roy.
Now, this moment, this very moment. So even though this is a recording and we're talking about this on one day and it's going to be posted on the radio another day and on the internet another, it doesn't matter the timing or location of where we're at when we get this communication. God sees. God wanted Moses to know he sees him.
Wow.
He says, I have indeed seen the misery of my people. God knows. Okay, not only does God see, but he then takes it a step further. He says, I have heard. So God sees and God what? What does he do?
He hears.
God sees and he hears. And he knows what's going on in our life. He sees us and he hears us. It's very clear to God what is going on. And so we can think sometimes he has no clue what's going on in our circumstances. We can think sometimes that nobody knows what's going on and can see us, but God always sees and God always hears. Mm-hmm. Now, for the one that needs encouragement, who feels completely alone, you are never alone.
That's right.
If you are a child of Holy God. And he is consistent, just as he was faithful to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Moses, he will be to the one who has accepted his son as their Lord and Savior, because God never changes.
Mm-mm. Same today, yesterday, and forevermore.
Amen, amen, amen. And so then he takes it a step further, and God says, I've seen what the slave drivers are doing, and I am concerned. God cares. Okay, it's not a thing where he is off in this distance or some all-seeing eye that's up in the sky that sees and hears the pain and sufferings on this earth but does not interact with it or care. God cares about the Haitians. God cares about the suffering that is going on. He cares about the pillaging and the trafficking and all that's going on that is not of him, that is painful. He also cares about all the good things that are going on.
Right.
About the missionaries that are telling faithfully, about the children that are going to school and learning about him, about Sabrina and I and sitting here at the radio, and Tanya at home with Micah. God cares.
He does.
And the Quest Study Bible, I loved what they had to say in the introduction for the book of Exodus. I was about to say the book of Moses. That's funny. Because it is. It's really his story.
Yeah.
On Exodus, it says God wanted people to understand through the Exodus and the spotlighting of the narratives in Exodus that God will go to astonishing lengths to show his love to his people.
I love that. Astonishing.
Astonishing.
That means like crazy ways.
Yes. Burning bushes. I mean, you know, God, if we are willing to watch for the movement of God,
that's
we
right.
will see God astonishingly
the surprises of
moving
God.
In our behalf.
Oh,
But
excited.
I am too.
Can't wait to start praying that.
I know. It's like, God, now, right now. We want to see
when
your
I
movement.
Leave God, I want to see your movement.
I want to see your movement. I want to see your movement now. We want to hear from you on the radio and via podcast and internet. You know, let us know how God is ministering to you through this radio show. It encourages us when you contact us and let us know. It helps us to want to be more fervent in our call to communicate
God's
word.
Encourage each other with psalms and hymns.
Amen. Right? And that's our Rena. She sings to us.
Well, you don't have to go around singing to everybody, but, you know, yes, encourage each other with nice words.
Nice words. There you go. All right. So he cares. He cares about our suffering. He cares about our joys. He cares. Okay. He sees, he hears, he cares. And the other thing is this is amazing. God says to him, so I have come down. Do you understand that?
Yes.
I have come down. I am here right now. I am here. Now, the blessing for us with the New Testament, he came down through Christ and he is now in us.
Right, the Holy Spirit.
So we have him as a child of God when we have believed that Jesus Christ came to die on the cross and was buried and rose from the grave to conquer death so that we could have a right relationship with God and have the gift of eternal life. We can know that he has come down and he's here. Here. And you can't see me. Sabrina can see me, but I'm like patting my chest, you know. He's here. And so we have a God who sees, a God who hears, a God who cares, and a God who comes down.
Yes,
he
and
is present. He comes to rescue, and that's the next one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, why would you apologize?
I went ahead.
You go, girl. You go, girl. Okay, so what is he going to do, Sabrina?
He rescued me, okay? Amazing grace.
Amen.
So it's amazing to think. It's just like his love, his wooing. His astonishing ways, and now I see how he's come to rescue.
I love it. Isn't that a wonderful thought? God is here. He sees us.
Right. And before we leave, I just wanted to say this verse. When you were speaking, this verse came to me, and it was 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his possession, so that you may proclaim the praises of the one who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
And what's the reference so they'll know?
And that was a reference to when he said...
No, the chapter.
Oh, I'm sorry. 1 Peter 2:9. But when you talked about leaving a legacy, that verse came right to my head.
That's it. That's exactly it. She has just given us the verse that capitalizes on what God's doing in Moses' life in the Old Testament, what he's done for us in the New Testament. We're so glad you're listening to Cultivate Hearts. And if you haven't had someone tell you today, I want you to know that you are greatly and fearfully loved. God bless.